The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Male party came out of his house, jumped on the complainant's vehicle, yelling at him and asking him who was going to clean his house.
Engine 421 Pebble Avenue, this is going to be for a party that's going on here. They moved a lit fire pit into their garage. Be sending officers as well.
Male party's intoxicated and needs rescue. He's located in the front yard in a giant blow-up unicorn. He drank about 10 White Claws.
The Red Envoy, the male driver's going to be a front farming impersonator.
You dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Good morning and welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update. We start in Ozaukee County with a one-line crime, as it were, that cannot be heard by sensitive ears.
Uh-oh.
So you've been warned. Ozaukee County Scanner. Reports of a man in a car naked from the waist down, getting to know himself, driving north on the freeway. The only thing I could think of is somebody in an SUV or a truck saw it, right?
Right, I mean, absolutely.
Maybe he had vinyl seats and he just kept sliding.
Could be. Okay, the next one is from the Lake Geneva Regional News. Nude man in hotel hallway arrested, Timber Ridge Lodge and water park. Police were called. This place is on Grand Geneva Way for a report of two intoxicated subjects with small children in the hallway, one of the subjects being a nude man. Officers spoke with witnesses and housekeeping staff who report that a nude intoxicated man with a woman and two kids ages 1 and 4 were locked out of their hotel room. Witnesses also reported that the man was holding a fire extinguisher from the wall in the hallway. Housekeeping staff stated that the woman reportedly offered them, quote, shots of Grey Goose vodka for helping them. Police decided to conduct a welfare check to make sure the two intoxicated adults were capable of caring for the kids, and they were not. When officers knocked on the door, they were met with a woman who was reportedly not wearing any pants and had bloodshot, glassy eyes. The woman told police that the nude man was her boyfriend. Police asked to speak with him, and he was, quote, still nude from the waist down. He told police that he had reportedly been locked out of his hotel room. When asked why he was naked, he stated, quote, I don't have a good reason. Police told the couple they need to contact a sober family member, come to the hotel, assume responsibility for the two kids. The couple reportedly became loud, argumentative, and uncooperative, yelling profanities at each other and at the officers.
Watch where you're going, you dumbass! Oh, double dumbass on you!
Heavy alcohol involved.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Very
the whole
sad.
Story.
I know. Very sad. Brown County, 10:55 p.m., the next one. Shearing Road, report of a Jeep Cherokee, quote, driving backwards on 4 flat tires.
Baya! Did he think it would drive better that way, backwards?
And I guess drugs were involved there, or alcohol. Middleton police say two men who argued and fought with each other as part of a road rage incident are now both facing charges. Middleton officers called to the Costco gas station for a report of two guys fighting. Police talked to the other guy, learned the two got upset with each other's driving somewhere near the Beltline. Police say the two exchanged words, hand gestures, some sort of crazy hand gesture. And then they stopped at the gas station to confront each other. One of the guys gets out armed with a knife and pepper spray, and then they start physically fighting with each other. Both got sprayed with the pepper spray. One of the men suffered a wound on his leg from the knife. Middleton police charged both guys. One was 23, one 34 years of age.
You know, it's interesting. I think about that flipping of the bird, that we get such anger and satisfaction out of doing that. What if you could retrain your brain to think that, like, if you grabbed your fingers and pulled them back, that would meant the same thing, then nobody would be offended, nobody would get angry, and you'd get the satisfaction of, here,
yeah,
same deal.
Did I ever tell you the story of my mother-in-law giving somebody the finger?
No. Oh, she didn't know,
she didn't
what
know
it meant?
What it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
And why was she giving someone the finger? What did she think she was saying to them or gesturing? Nice
Hello.
Things? Hi.
Nice things, yeah.
One finger salute?
Uh-huh, yeah. And then we taught her if you wave, that's actually like 5 fingers flipping the bird. She didn't buy into that. We were trying to mess with her. I've got one more for you guys. This is from Brown County. This is an actual dispatch call. Again, not for sensitive ears.
Two people were having relations in a vehicle. Female
that was involved is walking toward a Dodge Avenger. Looks like they're both leaving now up the southeast entrance. Sounds like they're in the Kohl's parking lot. Our complainant is following. Our complainant is security. They're headed toward Shopko right now.
One of them smoking a cigarette.
It's the Kohl's cash, right?
Could be. Got them hot. I looked at the comments. 134 comments. Andy, right now there's a husband saying, my wife drives an Avenger. If you find a crime that fits, send it to us. Mornings at WKLH.com. That is your Dairyland Dumbass Update.